Blog Talk Radio.
Just growled really loudly.
Are you hungry?
I am absolutely starving. I need cupcakes, I need greasy pizza, and I need chicken wings. In that order. But yes, it's Friday. We have made it to the end of another week. If that's not cause for celebration, I don't know what is. They were clapping for me because I'm freaking awesome. Okay, so everybody's still going on about this airliner that disappeared. Okay. And now the fact that the U.S. military is involved in its so-called location. So there's this, like, thing going up. There's this post going up around Facebook and around the internet right now that I thought I'd just read to you. It's called Unreported Facts Regarding Flight MH370 and the United States Military Base, Diego Garcia. Okay, this is a military base that's on an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. Very few people know of its existence. Well, obviously now it's going around Facebook, it's going to be, you know, pretty big and everything. and it's never been mentioned. Okay, never been mentioned at all. So this is what it, I mean, it's just another theory, let's be perfectly honest. You know, it's not proven or anything. It's a theory. So before anybody jumps on my ass over it.
Sure.
So these are some of the facts that they've got actually said. Diego Garcia is a United States military base in the Indian Ocean. It has never been mentioned to the public, has a fully operational runway and airport. It's 2,142 miles away from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. The island was leased by Britain in 1966 and is due for renewal in 2014. Now, Diego Garcia's flight coordinates were logged into the renowned pilot's flight plan simulator. The pilot's flight simulator has a remote takeover capability. The data from the pilot's flight simulator has now been erased. Flight MH370 was under suspicious cargo surveillance by the GRU, which is the Russian intelligence agency. Okay. Australian military radar base, the Jindal Operational Radar Network, has the capabilities of detecting movements within a radius of 37,000 kilometers. Malaysian authorities have pleaded with the US and Australia to release some information from their top secret radar bases in Australia. Island residents in the Maldives, 647 miles north of this particular island, reported seeing a huge low-flying aircraft heading south, which is in the direction of Diego Garcia, at 6:15 the morning after it disappeared from radar. The time of departure from Kuala Lumpur to the time of the plane sighting is accurate. The National Maldives Defense Force dismissed those eyewitness accounts on the premise of no radar detection, which, as you know, planes, when they could fly at a certain level, go
right
under radar detection. So, it's public knowledge that flight MH370 was not detectable or had lost signal to the radar. Almost every member of the public has no idea there's an island in the Indian Ocean housing a U.S. military base and airport before the above post was shared. Diego Garcia is completely dismissed from the international search and was completely dismissed from the public investigation speculation.
Mm.
Now, it's just obviously, it's like everything else. Because in my lifetime, with planes crashing and all that lot, there has been some kind of sign. Even when, like, the plane crashed in Pennsylvania on 9/11,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the plane pretty much disintegrated, but there was still a trail. Planes have crashed into jungles, into mountains. There's always been something. Even the location of the black boxes, you hear the pinging of the radar from the black boxes. And with this, there's like absolutely nothing. It really has disappeared.
Right. It wasn't detected for it to hit like water or anything.
Well, and this is the thing. If it has hit water, the amount of ships and stuff that are out in the Indian Ocean pinging off radar and their
mm-hmm.
sonar, they would have, I'm pretty sure, would have picked it up by now.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just very, very strange. If these reports are true and that it is on this island in the Indian Ocean, it's like, why is it there? Is it because it was taken, you know, the pilots and people on board had hijacked it? And, you know, as they say, there are some planes that have remote piloting where they can, you know, be taken off course and stuff. But
wow.
It's one of those things where I don't think we're ever going to know it. But it's just very, very sad for those people who are on that flight and whose families are there, but not knowing.
Right. And
seriously,
we're sick.
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing that gets me in all of this is that I don't know about anybody else, but when, and, you know, we know this also because today's actually, and this is, it's slightly off track, but it, you'll get where I'm going. Today is actually the 19th birthday of a little girl called Alexis Patterson. It should be her 19th birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
She disappeared. God, how old was she? She was, seven or eight,
something like that.
And she's never been found. She's actually AJ's sister's cousin.
Right.
On her, I have to point out, all of AJ's sisters have different fathers on his mum's side. And on his sister, this is his cousin. Now, I would also like to point out that the mother of Alexis Peterson, her son's actually buried with Matthew as well, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
We met them at Matt's funeral. But the one thing that she said is that if she's alive, she just wants to know. Even if she doesn't want to come back, she wants to know that she's alive. If she's dead, she wants to know. It's that not knowing. You know what I mean? It seriously is that not knowing of what happened. And as I've got somebody who's listening right now who's just pointed out, did that flight ever even take off?
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean? And that is a good point. I never thought of that. But did that flight ever really take off?
That is a good point.
And, I mean, governments around the world are renowned for, you know,
lying just to make stuff up for their own benefit.
Yeah. And not only that, it's what's called collateral damage. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The loss of human life, if it's for what they consider a greater cause, it's not really, you know, an issue to them. Yeah, so what? These people, you know, these people died. Okay, whatever. These people are now missing. Okay, whatever. You know, we would never know if these people are now in a military prison somewhere.
Right.
You know, just to keep the government, whichever government is involved, I'm not saying it's the U.S. or anything, but just to keep whatever governments are involved, you know, to keep their story going. As we all know from, what's the name of the prison base in Cuba?
Guantanamo Bay.
Thank you. As you know, with Guantanamo Bay, the U.S. can actually keep prisoners in there if they think that they are suspected terrorists for an unlimited period of time without bringing charges while they supposedly investigate. Now, if we can do that, you know, other countries as sure as heck can do those things. It's just really, really puzzling. And I know as a mum myself, and just as a human being, I would want to know what happened to my family members. You know, they came out and said, okay, the plane crashed in the Indian Ocean and we found debris. Well, the so-called debris they found wasn't airplane debris. You know what I mean? It had nothing to do with that flight. So I seriously don't think we're ever really going to And, you know, we're just not going to know.
Right.
We seriously aren't.
But it's sad, too.
It is sad because you've got all these people who are on this flight whose families don't know what happened to them. You know, there was a plane crash in Scotland. It was a terrorist attack back when I was a kid, back in the 80s. And a Libyan terrorist bombed a plane, and the bomb went off while it was flying over the sea town called Lockerbie, which is in Scotland, and obviously everybody on the flight was killed, and a lot of people on the ground were killed. I remember the day it happened. It happened at night, and a lot of bodies weren't found because of the sheer heat of the fire and everything. But it was, you know, at least they knew what happened. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's the same with like 9/11 with the towers going down and everything. You may never have had the bodies of a lot of the people who died in there, but you know what happened. You know that that's their final resting place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's that type of thing. And to me, it's just beyond sad that when people go missing, it's that not knowing. It seriously is that not knowing what happened to them. You know, hopefully one day, you know, one day we'll find out. But I seriously doubt it. On that note, we're going to play another song, and we will be right back.
Everybody get up.
Oh,
Weird music playing outside. Probably our delightful neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's becoming good.
Who knows? So we're going to talk about my neighbors a bit. I started talking about this the other night. Loud, noisy, door slamming, and I swear they're dealing out of that house out there. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
There's something, like, really weird with them. I mean, I understand that not everybody works and everything, but... Yeah, there's just something strange. The comings and goings, it's like every 5 minutes, in and out, in and out, in and out. It is crazy. And we mean totally crazy, don't we, AJ? When you wake up...
Hey, give me a while, I'm listening.
You are falling asleep. I can hear you snoring. I will put the microphone right by you while you sleep and let everybody hear you snore.
So?
It's 11:24 in the a.m. You're supposed to be getting ready to go buy me food.
Buy me food?
Yeah.
How do I know to buy you food?
I'll give you my card.
Oh.
Yeah. See? Shut up, fool. Go get me some food. Watch your ball sack while you're at it.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'll wash my boobies, you wash your balls. See, we're coming up to that horrible part of the year where it gets so hot that you get that real sweaty thing going on regardless. It's like you wake up in the morning and you've got sweat dripping from you. You fart and it's like you've just had a 10-mile workout complete with weights of the sweat. And as a woman of plus-size measures, I get this nasty sweat going under the boobs.
It happens too.
See, you know, you have a bit of powder going on there, you make the boobs fresh and everything. By the end of the day, it looks like you've got baby powder frosting under there where it's congealed with your sweat. It's just bad. It's really bad, and it's just not fun whatsoever. Whatsoever at all. But anyway, what do we got planned for the weekend, Josie?
What do we plan for the weekend? I have no clue at the moment.
It is
WrestleMania weekend.
It is WrestleMania weekend. Which means it's WrestleMania 30 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the very first WrestleMania. I was just a little kiddie ring. Will you stop falling asleep?
Hey, I'm listening.
You are falling asleep on me.
No.
You just mean. No, he hasn't got my cheese and my greasy food. And yes, he must have a death wish for it. Would you want a best movie? Come on. Let's start down. Let's do it. Come on, Jonesy. Come on. Fight me. Come on. I'll tickle you. Oh, that's a good one.
No.
Yes, tickle time.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Put those armpits. You're like clutched up tighter than a... I don't know what. Oh, Pete. Ooh, look at those muscles. He's got really big guns. He's like muscly. Mind you can lift me up and swing me around, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I can lift you up too, can't I? I won't do it anymore though. My back kills me, but... So anyway, if you are in the Milwaukee area, tomorrow is free day at the zoo. You still have to pay for parking, but it is free admission, which is pretty good.
Brooklyn Zoo.
Milwaukee Zoo. What do you think we are, Brooklyn Zoo, you great
it's
banana?
A song.
Good grief.
It's a song.
But yeah, so it will be good. This is always fun. We were going to go, but means and everything are stopping us from actually getting there.
Yeah.
If we had a car, we'd be there in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
That's really disturbing. Someone just posted a video of Ron Jeremy singing Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. I think nobody needs to see that.
Hmm, they like the size of his penis they would.
Ew, yuck. He's like, I don't care how big his schlong is. Ron Jeremy is just disgusting. He's like the dirty old man your mama warned you about when you were a child. But anyway, so if you are in the Milwaukee area, do go to the zoo. Do go and enjoy yourself. And if you see the little spotted turtle, that's the one that was adopted in Maddie's name, so say hello to the spotted turtle. When this one is done, I'm like, because you can only sponsor an animal for a year, I'm going to then adopt another animal, which will still be a turtle, but it'll be for one of the other turtles that are there.
Mm.
Well, they've got so many, so it'll be nice to...
Some different.
You know, do a different turtle each time and everything. Although I want to do one for... I want to do one also for Robert's birthday as well. I want to do him a really cool animal, like a tiger or a lion or something. Well, with the way he goes running around, he should be a hyena. But anyway, so that's what's going on. As I say, Sunday is WrestleMania. For those of you who live under a rock or don't know me very well, we love wrestling, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Stop yawning. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't help it.
WrestleMania Sunday, they got a 2-hour pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday night, they're going to show the Hall of Fame, aren't they?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yep, which would be awesome. AJ actually was lucky for his 30th birthday from me. I sent him to see WrestleMania in Atlanta. So he got to see all of that and had a wonderful time. And it was funny because, you know, we got him as good a seats as we could with the money that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, instead of him geeking out over being at WrestleMania, he was geeking out because the VIP box was right behind him and he saw all of the legends and all that lot going in there. Stop snoring.
Mm.
Hit you with a fluffy sheet. But yeah, so it's really good. I love WrestleMania, and I know there's a lot of people who don't like wrestling and everything. But it is the one thing that is like keeps our family close. And even though Robert goes on about not liking wrestling, he'll sit down and watch it with us, and you know everything as well. So it is fun. We have a good time at all that stuff. But while I sit here and ponder on whether they'll make another cup of tea or not, I'm going to play another song. I don't even know which one. Let me find a good one. Here we go. We'll be back.
Every single day and the time I pray. pray for you. Every day we pray for you. Till the day we meet again, in my heart is where I keep a friend. Memories give me the strength I need to proceed, strength I need to believe. My thoughts big, I just can't define. Wish I could turn back the hands of time. Us in the six, shopping new clothes and kicks. You and me taking flicks, making hits, stages they receive you on. Still can't believe you're going to give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Permanent scar, and then you miss me while you were looking for yourself.
the wind took you off your feet?
Nope.
Did you finally get a chance to dance along the light of day?
Nope.
Head out for the Milky Way. And tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent star? Sorry. It's one of my favorite songs. AJ will attest to the fact that he hears that repeated quite a lot. Not my fault. If I like a song, I like a song. But anyway, we're going to cut this show short because I've just seen my mummy come online, and I love my mummy, and she has been away on vacation for like 10 days. Robert's dad's now calling, and he can go suck monkey balls on that one. I ain't even answering to him. And no, Corey didn't leave yet. He still sat by the side of me. Anyway, we're going to play a couple more songs to play you guys out. Catch us on, we're going to have a special show tomorrow. Then Sunday we got our WrestleMania roundup. Monday is WFSO Aftermath. Wednesday is Hazel Runs Her Mouth. So catch all of our shows on the WFSO Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening in. You're all wonderful, adorable, fuzzy people who I love dearly. And we are going to play you out. This song is actually for all of my friends out there. I played it a few weeks back for Ashley, but this is for all of you. I know everybody hits some really trying times, and sometimes you just think, you know, where do I go from here? And I know that we all are there for each other. We lift each other up and help each other pretty much on a daily basis, you know, with our struggles and everything. And so this is for all my friends, and I love you all.
Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. was a choice. We did it out.